Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This devotional is titled Buffet Christianity. A lot of professing Christians have a form of pick and choose Christianity, or what we might call buffet Christianity. Some examples: they want Jesus as Savior, but reject Him as Lord. They take some of the Bible seriously, but reject its claim to total completeness and sufficiency. They agree to marriage as being between a man and a woman, but reject what the Bible says regarding the distinction of roles between men and women. They take God as creator, but not necessarily what He says about a literal six-day creation account. They take love, but reject biblical separation. They take affirmation, but reject accountability. They take the gentle scriptures, but reject those stern warning passages. They take thou shalt not judge, but reject, expose the works of darkness. They want some sound doctrine, but not all of it. In effect, they end up with just the right assortment that pleases them and makes them feel good. Augustine said, "If you believe what you like in the gospel and reject what you don't like, it's not the gospel you believe, but yourself." In Luke 18, in the context of emphasizing prevailing prayer, Jesus asked this intriguing question: "Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will He really find faith on the earth?" Luke 18:8. The Greek grammar of the question expects a negative answer. The answer is no. We take this as a rhetorical question because we know that there will be some people with faith on the earth when Jesus comes back. The implication seems to be that there will be relatively few really holding to the faith. Only 8 people were saved in Noah's day. As it was, so shall it be. There were only 4 saved out of Sodom, and one of them perished on the way. Passages like 1 Timothy 4 and 2 Timothy 3 and 4 paint a picture of great apostasy in the last days. These will be days when people still have a form of godliness, but in real life deny its life-changing power. 2 Timothy 3:5. In Luke 18:8, the Greek has the definite article, so it literally reads, "the faith," normally referring to the whole body of truth as represented in the New Testament, which was given to us by the apostles. The implication of the question in context would seem to be that not many will really be holding solidly to the whole body of truth, including the importance of prevailing prayer. How many will really be found to be elect who faithfully cry out to God day and night? Jesus said, Luke 18:7 and 8, "And shall not God avenge His own elect who cry out day and night to Him, though He bears long with them? I tell you that He will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will He really find faith on the earth?" The nuance of Christ's statement is that God will certainly be faithful to avenge the prayers of the elect in a speedy way in keeping with His divine timetable. But how many will be found holding to the whole truth, including the truth that God will faithfully avenge His own in answer to their prayers? How many will really be found faithful holding to the whole counsel of God when Jesus comes? Buffet Christianity will not be found very palatable on Judgment Day. Paul said in Acts 20, "Therefore I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all men, for I have not shunned to declare to you the whole counsel of God." 1 John 2:28, "And now, little children, abide in Him, that when He appears, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before Him at His coming." Indeed, Lord, that is our prayer, that we might be found faithful to the whole counsel of God. This is our calling as believers. It is what faithfulness is all about. So, Lord, help us to abide in You in such a way that we are faithful to that whole counsel of God, and so that when we see You in person, we may have confidence and not be ashamed. Lord, again, we thank You for Your word. I pray in Christ's name. Amen.